There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
A lot of sports commentators are saying that even if true, even if it were on purpose, the Patriots would still have won the game. After all, they say, the Patriots won by 38 points. So maybe just find them and then let's all forget about it and get ready for the Super Bowl. But it was my youngest son who told me exactly what should happen. The Patriots, he said, should be disqualified, and the Colts should replace them in the Super Bowl. That'll never happen, I told him. But he persisted and said if the Patriots cheated and cheated in a championship game like that, then nothing else matters. They did wrong, and disqualifying them is the right thing to do. Now, few think that will happen, but if the NFL were more interested in doing what's right, it would.
Well, that's an interesting way to begin the Talk Radio Countdown Show with host Cliff Albert commenting on what's been dubbed Deflategate. Late in the week, everybody was waiting to see if anything the NFL would do about the controversy involving the Patriots and whether or not the balls had the right amount of pressure in them. Many of you have seen probably Tom Brady say, "I didn't do anything," and the management say, "I didn't do anything. I don't know what's going on." So, anyway, the playoffs, football, and the situation with the footballs, number 10 this week, Sports Talk Radio, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our weekly review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, discussions about the issues of the day, and the Talk Radio Countdown Show is going to summarize pretty much everything that's gone on this past week. The weekend's Friday, January the 23rd. Top 10 talk topics from the folks at Talkers Magazine, which studies and understudies the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country to determine this weekly list. So, as I say, from number 10 to number 1, as usual in this hour, and the sports talk radio, footballs, and how much pressure. Who would have known 12 and a half pounds is optimum? That's where we start at number 10.
Number 9.
The situation with oil, petroleum, gasoline, that sort of thing, and what the impact is of the prices you're paying at the pump, and the oil shale, all the things that are part of why we have so much oil in our country today. Here's host Neil Dion talking to Greg Luskoski. Comes from GasBuddy.com. They discuss what's going on as the oil prices go down, gas prices plummet. What's the story?
I'm reading all of these things about OPEC's view of what is taking place right now, and also a former oil executive by the name of John Hoffmeister, who says not to get too comfortable because $5 gas will be back. And I kind of want to get your take on, you know, what in the world is going on here, and why is OPEC not then increasing production?
Well, first I have to say, let's address what OPEC is doing in the short.
Okay.
You know, back on Thanksgiving Day, everybody was waiting to see what they were going to announce. Were they going to reduce production? And their decision was no. They're not going to cut production. The following morning, the benchmark crude in the United States shot up by $8 a barrel. I'm sorry, it decreased by $8 a barrel. It went from $74 to $66 a barrel. And since then, we've heard from the Saudi oil minister who said he didn't care if crude went to $60, $50, $40, even $20 a barrel. It mattered to him. And what they're trying to do, I think OPEC is trying to send a message, a clear message to the U.S. shale oil producers that they don't care if the global prices drop as long as it cuts the production in the U.S. that we saw last year. You know, the level of production that came from these, from the shale regions, which are, you know, it's providing lower cost crude to not only to the U.S., but to the world. And that's putting the pressure on OPEC.
So now we're a competitor.
Absolutely.
Well,
the United States is going to be one of the largest oil producers in the world.
Huh. What is that going to do to our relationship with that organization?
It's going to put a lot of stress on it, that's for sure.
Number eight item this week on our talk radio review is the abortion bill that went before Congress. Republicans wanting to do something that they actually didn't get done. Here's talk host Bill Lumet with Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina. They discuss what actually happened to the bill this week.
I am so thankful that we have Congressman Walter Jones in Washington. I really am. He has no problem standing up. And whether he's isolated from the leadership because of what his stances are, he's there and he's doing the right thing. And I just want to say, and thank you, Representative Jones, for doing it and how much we appreciate it.
Bill, thank you. And I was very disappointed. You know, we had the Right to Life March here in Washington, D.C., and I think it would have been a wonderful opportunity to pass the bill that would prohibit partial birth abortion. But as you may mention in your opening comments, it was pulled off the House floor. And there were some ladies, and you mentioned two of them, that raised questions about it. And that's their right to do that. Let me make that clear. But the way I was interviewed by a reporter, and I told the young reporter, I said, you know, the Republican conference as a whole, the majority of us wanted to see that bill on the floor so we could vote for it. And so I was very disappointed in the leadership. But that's one reason I did not vote for John Boehner, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a strong enough leader to lead the conference nor to lead this nation.
I want to talk to you about the president. I got to ask you about this. What's going on with the Republicans in Washington? I mean, this to me is a no-brainer, and it would seem to me a very easy message to bring to the American people, banning something after 5 months. You know, this is a child that can feel pain. Easy message. Why would these Republican women make such an effort to postpone and water this bill down?
Well, you would have to ask the two ladies that you made mention and let them give you that answer. And the only thing I can tell you is that we as a party have always, when I was a Democrat and became a Republican 20-some years ago, I did because the Republican Party in its national platform said, we will protect the unborn.
Yeah.
And I see this party going more and more away from the principles that I joined, such as out-of-control spending. We don't do much about that, as you well know. We don't force the president to come to Congress before we send our young men and women to die in war. And I don't know. I think it all goes back to the leadership.
You have something to that. What do you think, by the way? Comments to 888-302-3684 if you do it quickly while we're on the air with us. Or email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. All can be part of how you contribute as we continue here on this week's Countdown Show.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount right before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-825. 8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked of oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Number seven item here as we continue reviewing the top ten, situation with Mike Huckabee and what he said suggested to the president about his daughters and their musical choices. From The Daily Show, Jon Stewart talks to Mike Huckabee about his comments regarding the music of Beyonce and the Obama family.
You have this idea of the Hollywood culture. And the example, you sort of use Jay-Z and Beyonce as an example of that, right? But you view that as a sort of a permissiveness that you think is not great for our children. Is that correct?
Well, it was one page out of a 240.
I understand, but it's representative of that idea.
It's illustrative to a chapter called The Culture of Crude. And here's the point that I was making with the whole. Beyonce is such a mega talent.
Yes.
She can do anything.
Right.
I mean, she's got the pipes to sing.
Exactly.
She's got the moves to dance. She does not have to go. She doesn't have to be vulgar in order to set a trend.
Exactly. And you see that as indicative of the difference between Bubbaville and Bubbleville, because we are more permissive in that way, right?
Not necessarily. It's that the thing that disturbs me, let's say, about when you see Beyonce, who is a role model to young girls.
Right.
Young girls
sure
want to be like her.
Right.
Do you know any parent who has a daughter that says, honey, if you make really good grades, someday when you're 12 or 13, we'll get you your own stripper pole? I mean, come on, John. We don't do that
in our
culture.
I think that's diminishing Beyonce in a way that's truly outrageous.
I'm not saying that.
But now, here's where I'm going to show you something.
Okay.
All this stuff about the culture, and it's so insidious, and it's just, you don't have to do that. This is a clip from a very wholesome show on Fox News.
I know where you're going with this.
I hope you do.
Yeah, I do.
They know they get it from me. Uh-huh. Know just where to go. When you need some love, man. Then I'll do the mic. Then I'll do it all the time. I like the scratch that fever.
All right. So, that is a song called Cat Scratch Fever. The bass player there was a gentleman by the name of Mike Huckabee. That is on a show in the middle of the day that children can watch.
No,
that ain't about bacteria.
It's not?
No. But here, do you see my point? You excuse that type of crudeness because you agree with his stance on firearms.
Oh.
You don't approve of Beyonce because she seems alien to you. You view this culture as crude.
Let me give you an
country
example.
Country music is filled with Johnny Cash shot a man just to watch him die.
Let me respond, however.
That's some gangster
please. Let me respond.
All right.
When Ted Nugent did that song,
mm-hmm.
1978,
mm-hmm.
never got nominated for a Grammy. He didn't perform it on national television. In fact, you know what the song of the year that was?
Mm-hmm.
Or that year was? It was a tie between Evergreen and You Light Up My Life, and John Denver hosted the Grammys. My point is, that song, it's an adult song, geared for adults. But today, we have a very different kind of depiction and things that are considered perfectly okay for kids.
My point
and
is,
that's the difference.
You can't single out a corrosive culture and ignore the one that you live in because you're used to it.
I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six in our continuing review is a focus on this film that has had such success at the box office over the past week or so, the American Sniper film. Here's host Vinnie Penn talking about the backlash from some people about the movie itself, accusing it of being pro-war propaganda.
American Sniper, number one film in the country, just shattering box office records, expectations, all that, blah, blah, blah. Creating all sorts of dialogue. One, I really don't care what Michael Moore thinks about anything. Seth Rogen, I wish he wasn't so outspoken, but I think he was just making a stoner's observation. I also think, interestingly, Seth Rogen could probably play Michael Moore in a movie. So all of these are conversations I'm happy to have, and I don't necessarily want to have one with Michael Moore, but one I don't get, for the life of me I don't get, is that there's a backlash now. Oh, American Sniper, that's pro-war. That movie was pro-war. What the hell was what? What on earth? Anybody who saw American Sniper, what on earth was pro-war about that movie? I'm dying to know what was pro-war about American Sniper. These guys were a mess, were broken. When that 8-year-old is running carrying a bomb and you got to take him out because he's heading towards 20 American soldiers, what's pro-war about that? What man, especially with a child at home, with a son at home, who breaks, and he's very subtle about it. It was a slow blink of the eye. Gotta do it. He's praying the kid drops. He doesn't want to do it. Our enemies, would we roll that way? Our enemies will absolutely. A father, on the other side of the globe, a father, that's how they roll. Take this, run. They don't hand their son a bomb to meet you. You're going to a better place. I'll see you there, where we're both martyrs. He calls our enemies at one point, Chris Kyle anyway, savages. Not one moment does he glorify it. He's a mess. The only way that he can readjust his civilian life is by helping others readjust his civilian life, which is a ridiculously commendable thing, but then it costs him his. I really want somebody to tell me what was pro-war about American Sniper. And I looked at my son, and pro-war didn't make him want to be a soldier. There's not one more war movie I saw. I mean, it would have to be a pretty schlocky one, I think. Can we name them? The ones that make you? It would have to be pretty schlocky to be like, yeah, that's what I want to do. Otherwise, most filmmakers are responsible enough to portray it as, you know that old saying, war is hell? I'm trying to think of one. Can anyone think of a war movie? Full Metal Jacket? That didn't make me want to sign right up. What? Stripes. It would have to be a comedy. What war movie that was a drama that took the subject matter seriously? I don't even know that people came away from Platoon as, bro, what? I don't even get the argument. I don't even know how you can look at American Sniper and say, it's a Clint Eastwood, it's a propaganda film, it's a Republican propaganda, there's a pro-war bias. There is nothing pro-war. None of these guys looks together, is gleeful about what they're doing. None of these guys is ghost-free. There's a big difference between it being pro-America, American Sniper, and pro-war.
Right. So everybody's got a different point of view, and that's why some of the conversations on these talk radio programs are as stimulating as they are. By the way, for those of you who are tracking the interview, digital sales for this movie up to $40 million, putting the release on track to eclipse Bridesmaids as the biggest online release ever. So Sony's picture, they had $64 million into it, and they're well on their way to getting it back again. Just an anecdotal add-on to information here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, second half hour on its way.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles from an incredible $1.79. Plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else. And 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors. So visit LumberLiquidators.com. Come to find a store near you.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Review where we are at this point, midway point in the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week, Deflategate. People come up with these names. Anyway, I don't know who's responsible for that. But at number 10, basically a rehash of what's been going on in the world of sports. Sports Talk Radio sort of fits in into the number 10 slot each week on our countdown. Price you're paying for oil products, number 9. The abortion bill, number 8. The Huckabee Beyonce flap of the president, number 7. That term is overused, isn't it? Flap. American there's flap, I suppose, about the film American Sniper as well, number 6. Okay, let's move on now.
Number 5.
Number 5, this past week, we're acknowledging the life of Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. And on that day, on my Good Day program, I talked to Roylin Reed, who teaches tolerance and diversity training, CEO of Consumer and Market Insights. We discussed what she believes Dr. King would think about the state of race relations in our country at the present time.
Well, definitely, of course, we can recognize we've come a ways, but we would no doubt still have a long ways to go.
So how would
he? That's just a fair statement.
I think you're right. I think how would he? Do you think this is just media speculation? But anything else, some people call it nonsense. But I think it has its place because when you listen to his words, when you think about the activity and the things going on in our country 52 years ago. And think, okay, are things better now? Well, maybe in some regards. The Rasmussen suggests 17% of us now rate race relations as good or excellent. I think there's a lot of racism in our country. What do you think?
Well, you know, that is true. But when we look at anything, it has to be continuous learning and continuous improvement. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, a lot of those who were involved 50-some-odd years ago are either older or were not even old enough or born. So if you think about just how life is in general, you know, even when we talk about our children, now that time is going on, they were babies or may not have been born for 9/11 when the space challenger blew up. So we've got to educate.
And that's the problem with not having school on Martin Luther King Day. It seems to me we're not doing a good job of telling telling his story and or some of the other stories that need to be told, you know, so that we could calm down the fear that exists with people. You know, you go look at the Michael Brown thing, and there are a lot of questions still that haven't been answered, and a lot of people conjecturing, and without good information, many of these problems get exacerbated. Do you agree?
That does happen, absolutely. But even when you look at history, too, Doug, it's rich. The story with Martin Luther King Jr., because it wasn't just the African-Americans who were responsible for making things happen. Of course, it was maybe the majority, but there were many Caucasians, whites, yeah, who joined the cause, and there were a number of them who actually lost their lives as well. Yeah. We can't forget that. Even that's part of the history that we need to learn. What was it really about, and the accuracy and the detail, and how can we replicate that to move things on?
Number four item this week on our continuing review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, the presidential race. Who's running against whom? Who are you interested in? Here's Talk Show's Richard Dixon with a focus on how nobody really seems very excited about the idea that Mitt Romney might run one more time.
What we're not hearing, or what we're not finding right now, is anybody who's really fired up about Mitt Romney who just wants him to run again. When you think about those people in the past who have lost and run again, Adlai Stevenson being one, Richard Nixon being one, they had a group of very vocal supporters, and usually it was a pretty good-sized group. I'm missing the group of supporters that are screaming for Mitt Romney to run again. Now, when there was nobody on the horizon, when it looked like it was going to be like Chris Christie, maybe, and nothing else out there, then I was like, yeah, Mitt Romney would be great. I mean, he's better than a lot of bad choices. He's certainly better than Chris Christie. But right now, if you want an establishment candidate, you've got Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush is going to screw this up horribly, I guarantee it. He's a bad choice. He's the wrong guy. I really hope he does not become our selection. It's just so sad. But you got Jeb Bush. You got Scott Walker. You got Rick Santorum. You've got potentially Chris Christie, maybe not. But you definitely have a lot of people. Mike Huckabee is making noise about running. It looks to me like there's going to be several people here, including potentially Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz. So a lot of folks that seem to be interested in this job. Mitt Romney always sort of suggested if there was a big power vacuum, he'd be happy to step in and fill it. Well, it doesn't look like there's a vacuum here. It looks like there's lots of people who are interested in running for president on the Republican side. They've already announced that there will be 9 GOP candidate debates. 9. I would really urge anybody and everybody who's thinking about running for president, I would urge them to really do the numbers and take a look and see if there's really a possibility that they can win. Because if they can't, they need to go home and not clog up the system and not waste time and not take up money and not, by the way, inflict upon the person who does end up with a nomination a lot of pain and agony. This is very much what happened to Mitt Romney in the last presidential election. It was death by 1,000 cuts.
Number three item this week, continue to pursue our way to the top here. The ISIS hostage situation involving those two Japanese men. Here are host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking to CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland about the Japanese being pulled into the situation with ISIS in the Middle East.
Japan has had an isolationist kind of philosophy or attitude for decades, you know, post-World War II. And this is a curious way for them to jump into the fray, I guess it would be, to come out of that isolationism. What is it about Japan now that's different that they would offer $200 million to countries who would help fight ISIS, which kind of got them into this pickle in the first place?
You know, they've been moving in this direction for quite some time, Jane. You know, back about 2006 and 2007, they did provide some military support to our ongoing operations in Iraq. There was a small contingent of Japanese soldiers there. They were engineers, provide, you know, civic action. They also provided some modest Air Force support in terms of logistics. I even flew out of Baghdad one day on a Japanese C-130 back to Kuwait. So they were present there to a degree, and there actually was one other hostage incident involving Japanese, a journalist and another guy in Iraq, and they were, in fact, free. But you're right as well. Japan is moving gingerly in the direction of a more assertive foreign policy, moving away from that post-World War II isolationism, and that's been led by Prime Minister Abe, who is the current prime minister. He's been trying to expand their defense spending, trying to expand, you know, Japan's position, particularly in East Asia. And finally, of course, Japan has had that enduring interest, particularly in the Middle East, as they import almost all of their oil and natural gas into the country, and therefore quite dependent on those resources from the Middle East. As this crisis broke, Prime Minister Abe and a large Japanese contingent were traveling in the Middle East to establish those relationships, and had announced, I think as you suggested, they would provide $200 million in aid to the coalition fighting ISIS.
The other question I have, is there a bounty on this executioner's head? Is there a reward for him?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't know that there is. I do know that we believe he is a British citizen. I do know that there have been statements made by the British government that they have identified who they believe the guy is. They will not release the name, perhaps for protection of, you know, family members or relatives that are still living in Great Britain, and that investigation by MI5 continues.
Every time ISIS pops up with these videos and new hostages, it's hostages that I hadn't heard of. Do we have any clue how many more hostages, all told, they may be holding over there?
No, I don't know the exact number, because some of the hostages may be, you know, local people from Syria or from Iraq or from Jordan or et cetera, or Turkey. I do know the one thing here in the United States that some people are being worried about is we do know there is one remaining American hostage, which is a woman, and that she has been held for quite a long period of time by ISIS. Her name has not been publicly released by the State Department, and ISIS has never made any particular comment publicly about, you know, any threats to her, because so far, to the best of my knowledge, in all these hostage incidents, they've never threatened a female, only threatened males with this type of execution.
All right, so the situation continues to be a potboiler over there. I think that may be one of the more interesting stories of the week because there's some new information tied to it. Speaking of that, I guess to a point, there is something new as we review the number two item, those no-go Muslim zones. That's up next. Number two and number one following immediately after these words on this week's Countdown.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. And I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Number two item this week on our countdown, the no-go zone controversy. Here's radio host Sam Cedar talking about Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal's traveling to the United Kingdom there to talk about no-go zones after Fox News admitted that there was no credible evidence that they even existed.
The problem with Fox News spending 2 weeks on no-go zones, and then over the weekend having Jeanine Pirro and having, I think it was about four or five, according to the Washington Post, it was four or five Fox News hosts who apologized, all saying, everything we're saying about that, there is nothing to that claim that is factual. However, it still exists. What if you are a Republican potential 2016 nominee? You got knocked out of the race, like, 7 or 8 years ago, because you did a rebuttal to the State of the Union, you made yourself look like an ass. You've waited 7 years to rehabilitate, or 6 years, I should say, to rehabilitate yourself. And you go to the UK because you're going to give a foreign policy speech that is going to finally, when you address the Henry Jackson Society, you're going to finally have that opportunity to show that all this time you're not the idiot that you came off as in that rebuttal to President Obama's, I think it was 2009 State of the Union or 2010 State of the Union address. You're finally going to make your mark. But here's the dilemma. You haven't been around to hear the apology that no-go zones don't in fact exist and have been totally manufactured by Fox News. This is unfortunately what happens to you. You're interviewed by a CNN reporter in Britain and asked about those comments at your speech, and you still don't realize you should be in full retreat.
Look, I've heard from folks here, there are neighborhoods where women don't feel comfortable going in without veils. That's wrong. We all know there are neighborhoods where police are less likely to go into those neighborhoods.
You need to have proper sort of facts to back that up. I've been here a long time. I don't know of any no-go zones among them.
I did say so-called no-go zones. I think that the radical left absolutely wants to pretend like this problem's not here. Pretending it's not here won't make it go away.
Exaggerating into a no-go zone is also
Look, there are people here in London that will tell you there are neighborhoods where the women don't feel safe walking through those neighborhoods without veils. There are neighborhoods where the police are less likely to go. That's a dangerous thing.
You need to give me, just make a decision like that. You need to give me the area so we can look at it, because I haven't heard one.
Oh, well, look, I think your viewers know absolutely there are places where the police are less likely to go. They absolutely know their neighborhoods where they wouldn't feel comfortable. They wouldn't feel comfortable.
Well, that's high crime rates. They feel uncomfortable. It's not because there are too many Muslims there.
We're not saying that. Look, this is a question. I know the left wants to make this into an attack on religion, and that's not what this is. What we're saying is it absolutely is an issue for the UK, absolutely is an issue for America and other European and Western nations.
Bobby Jindal just went to the bottom of the class again. Sorry, Bobby. Oh, I didn't say it was a no-go zone. That's why I said it was a so-called no-go zone. So-called by me and by Fox News. Fox retracted. Oh, I had no idea. Poor Bobby Jindal. Just missed it by that much.
All right, so there's some of the right-left Ed Jindal, you can make up your own mind about whether he sounded silly or not. CNN has joined Fox in saying that it was mistaken to report in the wake of the attack on Charlie Hebdo that there were neighborhoods in Europe considered no-go zones for non-Muslims. We know the Fox story. And then this week, Anderson Cooper aired a story in his program about what Fox had said. Washington Post pointed out that supposed no-go zones were talked about on CNN the previous week, including on Cooper's program. He even used one comment about Muslim-dominated areas as the basis for a question he put to another guest. And he said, I should have been more skeptical, so says Mr. Cooper. And so say Doug Steffen. We move on. Number one position next on the countdown.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one item, the State of the Union this week. No surprise there. So let's go back to the Good Day program where I talked to financial analyst Ed Butowski about the president's economic plans that were outlined in the State of the Union.
First of all, none of this is going to, any of these tax hikes are going to get passed. So anyone who heard any of this stuff and said, my goodness, we're going to have more taxes, it's not going to happen based on what the president said. I asked many people, I said, what are the chances? And there wasn't anyone who said there's even a chance. Even the people from the Democrat side said that there's really no chance, but this is a discussion we should have. So, you know, let's not worry about that. But even more so, I think it's just a waste of everyone's time to have the president stand there and say these things because, one, they're not going to get passed, but two, they don't do anything to the economy is the bottom line. If any of this happened, you would see the, you know, very small little tax hikes. It would be like shoplifting. So it would hurt businesses. It would hurt individuals. And, you know, sort of like, oh, a little bit here, a little bit there. No one's going to feel it. That's not how you run a country. That's not how you run the economy. It was just such, you know, crap.
All right, let's turn.
Ridiculous.
All right, let's turn to what Senator Joni Ernst said. She talked a lot about the economy as well. The picture, as you can imagine, from the opposition, not particularly rosy. At some point, one, it seems to me, needs to recognize the recovery really doesn't have anything to do with government, and yet these people, unless government gets in the way, it's a business machine, and that's what we continue to go back and forth on these tax hikes and and how they want to manipulate the people who are investing in the economy, investing in jobs. I didn't think that the Republican side added much to the conversation, frankly. I thought it was awful.
Yeah, I unfortunately was not able to hear her response. I can tell you that the economy has recovered. There are some jobs. It hasn't recovered quite to the level that it needs to be. But the more important thing that people are missing in this is that even if it's recovered and we're seeing more tax revenue, a lot of that has to do with increased taxes, but it's not to the level that it needs to be.
All right. Also on the State of the Union here, from affiliate WJOL in Joliet, Illinois, host Scott Slocum talking to Congressman Dan Lipinski of Illinois about the president's tone during the State of the Union and how neither side seems to be willing once again to work with the other.
What was your overall reaction of his delivery and his attitude when he was speaking on Tuesday night in front of you?
And I'm not saying he should be backing down from what he's proposing, from what he believes. But look, we need to get off of the campaign trail here and really get down to work in Washington. So I like, you know, many of the things that he talked about, not everything, but I think the bottom line is we all need to figure out how we're going to work together to get some things done.
Right. It seemed like he was more thumbing his nose at everyone else, saying, this is what I am going to do, and this is what is going to be done. And very few times did we hear the word we. And I think that was disappointing to a lot of people who continue to be upset. And let's face it, I think, you know, the midterm election, I think Congressman Lipinski was more about people's discussed with the process as opposed discussed with a certain party. And, you know, how things have started off, it hasn't appeared to have gotten any better. Nobody learned anything from November, did they?
Well, I think the public is rightfully frustrated, concerned about the future. And we've seen a bit of an uptick in the polls recently in terms of how people feel about the economy. I think lower gas prices certainly helps that. We've seen some good economic news, but we are still really, a lot of people are still struggling. Maybe they're back to work, but they're working the job and not making as much money as they used to make. And so I think it's certainly premature to say that the crisis is over.
Yeah.
A lot of people are still think that we face a crisis. I think we still face a crisis, even though the economic news in general is getting better. We need to do more to get, you know, create more good paying jobs for middle class families.
Okay, so the chart for the week of January 19th to the 23rd here, reviewed in the poll at DougStephan.com, which every weekend is put up for you to reflect upon in your own mind what's most important to you. So we ask you whether the State of the Union was number one, what did you think about number two through number 10, all of them. Which one is most important to you? Let us know at DougStephan, DougStephan.com. That's our review of the Hot Hits and Talk Radio. Say that again, Doug. Talk Radio. You're like the interviewer in Bobby Jindal's case. So, hello and thank you to the folks in Portland, Oregon, especially for tuning in to this week's Talk Radio review. I'm Doug Stephan. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.